Without speaking a word, Andrew pulls his fat penis from his shorts. He stands and begins slowly waving the hard pole in front of my face. My eyes follow it from side to side like it's a hypnotic pendulum. I can't look away. His scent gradually begins wafting toward me. The heavy, boyish smell of jock sweat fills my lungs as my anxiety gradually melts away. "Wear your new uniform, and I'll let you kiss my penis." "Yes, I'll do it." My voice is scarcely a whisper as I stare at his heavenly cock. My eyes are completely transfixed on that pink cockhead. He puts his dick back in his underwear and steps behind me to fasten the collar and leash. The dark leather is tight against my neck, but I don't mind. I'll do anything if his cock is my reward. "Bark for me." He steps in front of me and holds the leash. "Woof." "Oh, come on. If you want to kiss my dick, you're going to have to do better than that." "Woof, woof, woof." "That's better." He smiles from ear to ear. "Who's a good queer? You are. You're a good queer." He speaks to me in a mocking, sing-song voice, but his fake praise still causes my heart to light up with joy. If I had a tail, I'd be wagging it happily right now. I begin instinctively panting as I look up at my master. I want to please him. "Woof, woof." "Little bitch, Alan, let's go for a walk. Let's show the entire office what a good little homo slut you are." Deep in the recesses of my mind, part of me is screaming out in horror, but I can barely even hear it. I want to make Master happy. I want to be a good boy. I want to kiss his penis. That beautiful penis. It's all I can think about. "Woof!" I gaze up at him eagerly. "Come on, boy! Let's go!" He pulls the leash, and I happily trot behind him out the office door. "Mr. Smith, are you planning to—" Marcus's voice trails off as he sits at his desk, staring in shock at the surreal sight before him. I just pause and look up at him with puppy dog eyes. "We're going for a walk," Andrew cuts in. "Woof!" I pant happily as Marcus lowers his gaze toward the raging erection between my legs. Before waiting for a reply, Andrew pulls me out into the hallway. My little testicles swing happily between my legs as I trot behind my master. The carpet chafes my hands and knees, but I don't mind. It feels so nice to let a man be in charge. It feels so nice to let his cock be in control. "Where should we go? I suppose any random floor will do." Andrew leads me into the elevator and presses a button I recognize will take us to one of the software development floors. I sit patiently beside him as the elevator doors close. The ground begins to rumble, and I feel Andrew's fingers running through my hair. "This is your big debut, Alan. It's like performing in a dog show." "Woof!" En route to our destination, the elevator slows, and the door opens to let more people in. A crowd of employees stands at the entrance, their conversations immediately ceasing as they stare at their stripped CEO's hard penis. A woman drops her clipboard as her mouth hangs ajar in horror. The elevator doors begin to close without anyone stepping inside.
"Did you see that? They were so proud of you!"
Andrew sounds like he's about to explode with laughter.
"Woof! Woof!"
Deep in the far corners of my mind, a voice is crying out, desperately begging me to end this before it's too late. But I simply ignore it. I'm too horny now to care. I want this. I need to do what Master commands. I need to make him happy so I can kiss his penis. The elevator slows again, and we arrive at our destination. Andrew boldly steps out, yanking on my leash as I eagerly follow. Rows of desks stretch across the expansive floor, staffed by dozens upon dozens of software engineers. As Andrew leads me down the aisle, the buzz of workplace conversation gradually falls silent. I can feel hundreds of eyes boring into my naked flesh as I stare forward with empty, glazed-over eyes. It feels so nice to go on a walk with Master. It makes my little dick feel so good.
"Your CEO is here for a visit," Andrew calls out,